Third week, fifth day, how to become an irresistible person. Since God has arranged all things in this universe and has appointed the time for the rising and the setting of the sun and for the ebb and flow of the tides, he has also appointed the time that you should be in this world. He has selected the parents and duties that shall be yours. Whatever your present capabilities or present opportunities for service, God's plan for you is far more important than you now realize. His plan for your life is to be a healthy, happy expression for the good of all. And so any work in which you have a natural sense of harmony with others and which gives you joy is yours to do now. The essential purpose of life is to keep in touch with the Father and allow the divinity that is in you to manifest. When a man or woman is attuned to God's will, he is irresistible, no matter what duties he performs. Never did the world so need men and women with this cosmic sense of destiny. Never did God so need irresistible persons. Since God has appointed the time for your influence to be spent here, let it be a time and an influence that builds for the kingdom. Our Father, we do not pray for easy lives. We pray to be stronger men. We do not pray for tasks equal to our powers. We pray for powers equal to our tasks. Turn our disappointments into thy appointments. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.